The question posed on this week's listener giveaway was, who was the runner that scored the winning run in the 2001 Diamondbacks championship game? We all remember Luis Gonzalez making the hit, but who was actually the runner that scored? We had a lot of right answers and a lot of wrong answers. Do you remember, Gary? Yep. We got a lot of Craig Counsell. That was not
It wasn't Craig.
We got Womack.
It wasn't Womack.
Mark Graves.
Mark Gracie. No, it wasn't Gracie either.
There was a Mark Graves answer. I don't know if they meant Mark Grace.
I think it's Gracie.
Because
yeah,
we did get that a couple times as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually Jay Bell.
Oh. Jay Bell, who was also instrumental in winning a fellow fan $1 million back in the early days of the Diamondbacks. It was a big contest. Actually, I was not directly involved in it, but knew about it. And the contestant had to pick which inning, which player, and she ended up picking Jay Bell, bottom of the sixth, to hit a home run for $1 million. And he did it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, he was, so that was the correct answer. If you answered Jay Bell, it'll just take us a little while to filter through. When we put this together, that was 17 years ago today. That makes you feel old.
Today?
Well, this month. That was actually November 4th.
Okay.
17 years ago this month.
Ooh, man.
What happened is a lot of people, because we published it in our home maintenance calendar and we do it at the same time, we were having numerous repeat winners that were just ready and waiting. And so now I've got to take the time to check the text number, verify it against our database, and make sure this wasn't a winner within the last 12 months. Then all the people that haven't won in the last 12 months, then we randomly select out of those. So it takes a minute to get that process. We'll do
in
the top
words,
of the hour news break and get that, notify the winner, and we'll get the tickets sent.
In other words, Romy is the Rosie on the House County recorder.
Right.
Got to verify and make sure the winner's cured.
So
that's a new term I learned this week, cured. You're curing a voting ballot. And I'm thinking, you know, Thanksgiving's about a week and a half away. The first thing I hear when I hear cured is ham. That's just me and food. Eh.
We're getting close to that time where we will be ingesting, they say, an average of 4,500 calories on our Thanksgiving day. Smart Final has a hilarious radio commercial running that says, challenge accepted.
good. And also, my little experiment, the Farm Bureau segment we did, during the summer for Mortimer Farms. They brought in some corn, and we learned that as long as the corn hasn't been husked, and it's still in its husk, you can throw it in the freezer and it's fine. It's kind of like a natural baggie and whatnot. So this week, I'm ready to pull the corn out. It's been in the freezer for about... I think it was about 5 months ago.
All right. Well, you have to get us an update on the freshness.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Arizona Register Contractor put a press release out earlier in the month, actually, and then it was covered in the Wilcox Range News about an arrest made on a local contractor. And it was a roofing company that was arrested for operating without a license. It was revoked after they were paid $16,000 almost a $30,000 project before abandoning the job. Further in the story is really the telling tale of why we require 5 years minimum in business before somebody can become a partner at Rosie on the House. And if you heard us at the beginning of this hour talking with Saw Design that does the fiberglass tailings, that was one of the reasons it took so long from his original point of contact with us back in 2011 to becoming a partner here in 2018. That was 7 years before we brought him onto the network because of instances like this. The offendant was Baker. It's actually a woman roofing contractor, Jeannie Baker. Was first licensed in 2012 and performed work for 3 years without a complaint. But between 2016 and 2018 received 15 complaints. And what happens for a lot of contractors locally, who are your first customers? It's family, it's friends, it's your church neighbors, and all people that will be a little lenient for you as you're managing a job or managing two jobs and balancing that with your life and, you know, with kids and the rest of the things you do outside of your work hours. So the family's very lenient. You know, hey, I'll get to it Saturday this weekend. Hey, I understand. You got the soccer game, whatever. You get into a situation where you've got 10, 15 clients at once that want their roof done before the next rain. They could care less about junior soccer game or Susie's ballet. And then you're stuck in a situation of, well, do I put my kids first or do I put my customer first? And you have a couple of those going at once. Well, not everyone can be first. Things start falling down. You start subcontracting or hiring new help that doesn't perform to the standards that you like to see the work done. You can't solve this complaint without getting to the next one. You've got to get three new sales jobs sold to keep your doors open, and you're using the money from the down payment on this project to finish the job that was supposed to be done 2 weeks ago over here. And it just, in this example, feels very much exactly what happened there, because for 3 years, nothing, and then 15 complaints in a two-year time frame, and homeowners out thousands of dollars. So it's very hard to become part of Rosie on the House, and here's a perfect example why.